podcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 16 with verses 21 through 23. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. We think as human beings do, period. Not like God until we let go of everything the world has to offer. Yes, we can imitate our Lord in every aspect, taking upon ourselves the punishment of another, or even dying for another's cause, by protection called from the soul of a lover of Christ, a lover of what he did for all humanity, allowing the stripes of healing be laid upon his entire body, as he continually got mocked and spit upon and beaten over and over and over again until he was made to carry his own cross to exhaustion, whipped until finally making the hill where they nailed him to a tree, crucifying him where he bled and got choked until he died. He chose this, death on a cross. He had to prove he was willing to be tortured and killed, to see and experience redemption, for God had to die and raise himself to show this miracle of salvation for everyone. Forgiveness is being shown as Peter will soon be told of his denial three times, will be the call before a rooster crows as his symbol. And did Jesus know Peter had to deny him to live? Certainly, Jesus allowed his denial to make Peter the true vicar of his church. God had every right to choose another, but his plan of using Peter would work, and Peter's love for Jesus would be said aloud after Jesus is raised. You know that I love you. Some we must deny when they have grown to be such ugliness in a state of inebriation. I have an old friend I love with all my heart, but when I hear him use the Lord's name in vain and slur his words of ugliness and spite, I see no reason to hear this as if to fight about nothing, and certainly nothing that is beneficial as right. Right over wrong has dignity and grace. There is no reason to be ugly about your fate or our fate when we obviously cease trying to peacefully relate. Oh yes, I forgive him too, just as Peter was forgiven by our Lord for me and for you. For minus Peter, Jesus knew his church. Peter would die for as truth. Crucified upside down at that, amen? Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Praying for Cheryl and Joe, my cousins. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. For Bruce Wilson, too. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It's chapter 16. Our practice today is in verses 21 through 23, three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Lord Forbid, God, Peter did say. Lord forbid, God, Peter did say. Disciples his show me greatly suffer in Jerusalem, no. Scribes, chief priests, and elders blow. Raised day three after being brutally killed. Jesus rebuked by Peter's zealous free will. Lord forbid, God, Peter did say. Taken aside to seemingly pray. Happen never, Lord, that's insane. Satan, me behind, get. You have everything to gain. Me, Jesus said blue. Obstacle are you. Not God thinking as true. Being human, your thoughts do prove. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 7th. 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I would have normally closed today at 7-Eleven, but I just wanted to mention that sometimes as you grow older and you maintain a friendship with somebody from long ago that seems to have not grown in wisdom, and more so in a state of alcoholism, and when you see that, you just feel that it's going to take his life one day quicker than we would like to say. And to hear his ugliness makes one just want to say aloud, I refuse to listen anymore. Not because I'm proud, but because it's wrong, and you must learn to speak with honor for our Lord and our lives. As I speak of honor each and every day when I pray for you, I won't mention any names. He knows who he is, and if he listens to my words, I pray that he comes to the realization of finding love, faith, and hope of grace to be forgiven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. I close today at 9:03 in a novena of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen.